Welcome to Face to Face. Today, love and remembrance, as friends Susan Hutchison and Nelda Martinez focus on Susan's late husband, Owen Hopkins. Hopkins, who, as a petroleum geologist, made lasting impressions on those who crossed his path.
Owen Hopkins.
That's the important term, right?
Yes, you're...
the name and the term.
Yes, your former husband.
Yes.
I say former husband. We've lost Owen into another life. How do you start gradually with such a force like Owen?
That's a good question, because he didn't start anything slowly, did he? That's a really good thing, is he jumped in. Mm-hmm. There was no preliminary, let's see what's going on. He jumped in, whether it was his community projects or his friendships or his loves.
Yeah.
And that was my honor to be one of his loves.
He was an accomplished geologist, but it was so much bigger than a career and a job.
He was a geologist, and he would start every speech that he gave to students with, he'd write his name on the board, and he'd write geologist. He was proud of that designation. And I would tell people he wasn't just an expert on rocks. He loved rocks. Mm-hmm. It was a passion. He wanted everybody else to be fascinated, too.
Yes.
Or he assumed they were fascinated, maybe. And he wanted them to know, everybody from the littlest kid to the oldest great-grandmother needed to hold a rock and experience what he'd fallen in love with. I was just thinking how many people do remember him and talk to me. Often what they'll say is, I've still got... They'll often reach into their pocket and pull out a rock. He always had rocks in his pockets.
Yes.
I said, he tore up more pairs of pants and suit jackets. We were always having to replace those pockets. I still have at the house a treasure chest. We have a little treasure chest full of little rocks. And when somebody comes over and I feel so moved, it's like, you need to take home a rock. You need to take home a rock.
You know, when we had the celebration of his life after he passed away at the church, many people brought their rocks that Owen gave them.
Yes.
I will never forget the day, City Council, when we approved Owen Hopkins Library.
Mm-hmm.
It was October 30th, Tuesday, 2012.
Yes.
And
a little over a year after he passed away.
Yeah.
Right.
I was so excited about that because I knew he was an all-in kind of guy.
Right.
And I knew that that was going to just be a place that will always have his name, that will always have his activity books, you know, the bones. I mean, he's the one who was responsible for the installation of the 14-foot front leg of a Colombian mammoth from ice ages.
Yes.
And just amazing.
Again, he didn't want the glory. That's not the important thing. But I love when people will ask somebody at the library, who was Owen Hopkins? And they don't just get the story of who he was, but they get his stories of that he would have told. He told this story. He told that story. And that just means the world to me. That means everything.
He changed lives for
he
the better.
Did.
Proof that one's legacy lives in the hearts of those who remember. Two friends, fond memories, and a candid conversation. Face to face.